Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
Hello, everyone. This is Veronica. I am calling from Sacramento, California, and I just wanted to say that this is a brilliant show, and I'm so happy it exists. I really am. And I also wanted to mention that I'm very happy that I signed up for the EPP, the extra podcast person, because I was able to hear my story. And just to recap, my story was with me, was the one where my brother and I were on the college campus, and we saw I saw the silhouette of the Native American spirits, if you will, and I was the one who captured it in the camera, so that's me. Anyway, but story I'm telling today is from when I was 22 back in college, and my friend, or a male that I was seeing at that time, saw a shadow person lurking on the roof of the next door neighbor's home after what I believe is connected to the, like, I guess the symptoms of some kind of interesting presence. I'm not going to say malevolent because we didn't get hurt. There was no violence, but it was just, it was odd. And so here it goes. So we were sitting in my room. It's the place I lived at the time, two stories. My room itself I was renting it out as a studio, so it was genuinely just a room, a little slither of a bathroom, just a toilet mirror, and my front door was right on the other side of that little slither, so I had it was really small. I had a small little, you know, sliding door for the bathroom. It genuinely was a quote-unquote Bay Area studio that cost way too much. Anyway, so as we were talking, I want to say it was like 7:30, 8-ish, and so in the Bay, you know, in the... It's between the months of March and July. Not a lot of wind. It's the summer. You know, we get wind, but I say that's a precursor, the shadow creature. Okay, so we're talking. All of a sudden, we hear these fast steps, very heavy steps, run up the wooden steps that leads to my room, because my room wasn't obviously connected to the bottom floor. And so the footsteps were like, do, going up the stairs. Right, we had very rapid knocks on my door, and it was like do 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 do, and then there was weird, awkward children laughing, like hee hee ho hee ho, just like that, would never lie. And then all of a sudden, running downstairs again, you know, do 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 do, and that was it. And at the bottom of the at the end of the stairs, you know, you had this one stone step, and then you had gravel, you know, because where I lived, this ground wasn't necessarily a flat driveway. And so, in other words, you pretty much hear force, like, crunching, like maybe if it were leaves or something, or rocks, if somebody was walking away or even running away. My walls were not that thick in where I lived, so we would have heard, you know, activity, if you will. So, so we left. We left outside the house to check, because we're from areas where, you know, you see, you know, you're not afraid of who's trying to attack your home, so you go outside. And we look, and he's like, I don't see anybody. Do you see anybody? I was like, nah. I was like, you heard it too? He's like, yeah, this is we were in it together. And I look up, and I see on the roof, this dark shadow figure crouched down,
just chilling, totally just chill, just, but I can sense this person, this creature is looking at me, waiting for me to respond or react to it in maybe an exuberant kind of way, maybe panic, freak out. But I was so scared that when I get scared, I get angry and I get, I'm going to get you first, pretty much. So I'm staring at this thing like hell to the no. And it waits there. And I go, Charles, do you see what I'm saying? He's like, what are you saying? I was like, look on the roof, look through the trees, right? We're in a pretty tree area, but not to the point where, you know, the wind would obscure this very solid, very definitive creature thing that was crouched down. And it didn't have any horns or anything like that. It was, but it did feel like an animal of some sort, maybe like a, I don't know, like a, not a devil creature, but like some dog / goat thing minus horns and hooves. It was because it was crashed out, you know. So I'm watching it, and then after that, it was still there. I left it alone, kind of like when you see a spider, you get scared, you kind of back away slowly, but you still keep your eye on it. I was like, my friend, he never saw it, so he was like, no, I don't see it. Where is it? I was like, you know what? Let's just go back inside, because at this point, I'm starting to realize that I'm looking at a creature on top of a roof. So I go, yeah, no, let's just go back inside, and it'll go away. And for some reason, I had a feeling that it would just go away. And I lived there for a little bit longer. That was the only experience there. And yeah, so I remember that from listening to a podcast yesterday from someone who was talking about a similar topic. Since I listen so frequently, I can't even keep track of all the references that I tend to pick up, but I wanted to call and let you guys know, and I hope you guys please continue this. I will contribute to all of my pennies to help keep the show on the road, because it's brilliant and awesome, and I'm even getting my friends and stuff on it too, so it's really great. Alrighty, well, thank you very much. Have a beautiful and blessed day. I will call back most definitely with more weird stuff. Right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.